My favorite feast, the Feast of the Epiphany, the three wise men, the Magi, the Feast of the Three Kings. Maybe the children would like to help me with my homily. Let's see, is there any family with four children? What? No families with four children? Oh, there you are. Come and help. All the children, come on up. Let's see. And Theo and Hattie can carry this. One hand. Come on, follow me. Children, come on up to the manger. Come on. You'll miss it. You're going to miss it. Okay. And you all stand by me. And everybody else, ready, sit down in front. And you, Theo, Hattie, you're by me. You're my helper. Okay. Are you ready? Okay. So, this feast of the Feast of the Epiphany, the Feast of the Three Kings, the Three Magi, the Three Wise Men. Can you see them? Here's one with a crown. See, they've got presents, they've got gifts. There's another one, and there's one kneeling in homage, in adoration. They're adoring the Christ child. Well, the scripture said today, I just proclaimed from St. Matthew, they opened their treasures and they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Wow, should we give baby Jesus gifts? I think we should. So, who wants to give the gift of gold? Gold. So give the gift, put it by the sheep there. Baby Jesus, thank you. Gold is a gift fit for a king. You see the kings with the gold crowns on their head? Gold is a king. Jesus is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. A king has a gold crown, so the Magi gave him the gift of gold. Okay, ready? What's the next gift? Incense. Incense, you saw me use at the beginning of Mass. It's sweet smelling. You found a spoon? Thank you. Theo knows his stuff. Okay, who wants to give? Okay. The gift of incense is a special gift. Give it to baby Jesus, put it by the sheep there. The gift of incense means Jesus is divine. Jesus is God. We use incense at the beginning of Mass and at the Gospel and to the gifts. As the smoke from the incense rises up to heaven, just like our prayers rise up to heaven. Incense is only for the divine, only for God. So they knew Jesus was God. They gave him incense. Okay, what else? Myrrh. One more gift. Myrrh. Let's see. We had two girls and how about a boy? Okay. Thank you. A gift of myrrh. Well, this is kind of a sad gift. This represents the Lord's humanity. It's a sad gift because myrrh is a chemical used in burial, foreshadowing that in a few decades, baby Jesus would be crucified and die on the cross to take away our sins. So it's a sad gift, but it represents Jesus' humanity, that he was going to die just like each of us are going to die. Well, what do you think? Pretty good? Did I get that all right?
What's the picture for?
Oh, a picture. We have a picture. I have a whole basket full of pictures. This is my favorite feast. Oh, we didn't talk about the names of the Magi. Their names are Melchior, Balthazar, and Caspar. We don't know which ones or where from where for sure, but that were their names. Melchior, Balthazar. Have you ever heard of Balthazar before? Okay, we'll work on that later. And Caspar. Okay, thank you, children. You can go back. Thank you, Theo and Hattie. Generous gifts, generous gifts. What generous gifts do we bring, baby Jesus, this Epiphany, this great feast of the Magi? Yes, we thankfully offer Jesus a return of the many gifts he has given us this past year and now in this new year. Every day he blesses us with so many gifts if we would just spend time to thank him. We give the Christ child gifts because we are grateful, because we wish to share with one another, and we wish to show our love for all. Gratitude, gratefulness, sharing, and loving. Let's take a look at these gifts and see what we can offer the Christ child this Epiphany and beyond. First, gold. I talked about gold. Since Christ is King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, let us give baby Jesus the gift of our tithe and our alms. The Lord has blessed us with our salary, our wages. Jesus calls us to return a tenth part, 10%, a tithe to him in the collection basket each Sunday at Holy Mass. At times this may seem a lot, but don't we give many, many times that amount to the government and our taxes? Maybe it still seems like a lot, but maybe we can start with a faithful 2% each week, and then next year, 4%, 6%, and so on. In no time, we'll be a full tithe. The Lord cannot be undone in generosity. Let us be generous to him with our gold. Also, we give alms in addition to our tithe. That's an extra generosity, an extra sacrifice. Almsgiving to prepare a place, our new school, location for our PSR classes and our adult faith formation, other many activities in this biggest parish of our diocese. Maybe to diocesan or local charities, or maybe international charities. Almsgiving is another way to be generous to the Christ child this Epiphany. Little Jesus blesses us so much. Let us be generous to his church and all his people. Pope Francis, in his homily, we need people who nourish great hope and thus have great courage, the courage of the Magi who made a long journey following the star and were able to kneel before a Christ and offer him their precious gifts. Let us offer the Christ child all our precious gifts this new year. Second, incense. Incense represents the divinity of Jesus. He is God, the second person of the Trinity, our Redeemer, our brother, our friend. Let us give baby Jesus a gift of our worship every Sunday, every holy day of obligation, maybe even more often. I often compare it to sports. Do we have a favorite football team or sports team out there? We would never think of missing a game of our favorite team, would we? I don't know about you, but maybe even the Hawkeyes or the Cyclones or the Chiefs. Well, would we miss Holy Day, Sunday, or a Holy Day of Obligation? Let us remember to pray at home in the morning, in the evening, before and after meals. Remember, in our diocese, we're going to add a Hail Mary for vocations to the priesthood, the religious life, and holy matrimony at all our times of gathering. Jesus is divine. He is Lord. He is our Savior. Let us worship him. Pope Francis said, contemplating Jesus, staying before him, adoring him in the Eucharist is not wasting time, but giving meaning to time. It is rediscovering the course of life in the simplicity of the silence that nourishes the heart. Let us stay before the Christ child. Let us pause in front of the crib. And finally, third, the gift of myrrh, symbolizing Jesus' humanity. Jesus died for our sins and rose again to open up the gates of heaven for us. Let us sacrifice for Jesus and others. For example, at home, let us sacrifice our time for our family with less time in front of a video screen. At school, can we let go of our selfishness, our ego, our pridefulness, and obey our teachers right away with a smile? At work, let us work for the good of all, building up the body of Christ as we reflect the image of Christ in our Catholic faith by our word and by our examples. Others will see us and want to be like us. What is something different about you? And you just smile and say, I'm Catholic. Let me tell you about Jesus. This often takes sacrifice. Jesus will assist us with this sacrifice. Jesus suffered so much for us. Let us follow him sacrificially. Pope Francis, here we see the key to discovering the real meaning of our lives. If we remain closed in the narrow confines of earthly things, if we waste away, heads bowed, hostages of our failures and our regrets, if we thirst for wealth and worldly comforts rather than becoming seekers of life and love, our life slowly loses its light. Let us sacrifice, let us love, let us be generous to counteract all these temptations, to really live a life of holiness, this Epiphany and beyond. Thank you, Three Kings, for your gifts to baby Jesus. Lord, help us follow the example of Caspar, Balthazar, and Melchior in their worship of Jesus, the newborn King. The Christ child will help us. He loves us more than we can ask or imagine.